This is Cricken for Audio. Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies finished the first day of the St. Kitts Test, which began late because of overnight rain, on 207 for 1. I'm chatting about the game with Anand Vasu, who's writing the bulletin for this test on crickinfo.com. Anand, let's talk about team selection first. There's been criticism of India for not picking Harbhajan Singh in the last two tests, when I thought they missed an extra spinner, and when Irfan Pathan and VRV Singh didn't bowl too well. So for this test, India duly picked Harbhajan and dropped Pathan and VRV, bringing in Srisanth to partner Munaf Patel. India began the test with just the side I would have picked, but I know you disagree. What side would you have picked?
See, I think firstly, India's selections in the first two tests were a combination of both injuries to certain people, and we don't know exactly what the mental state of some of the others were. I'm not sure Harbhajan was entirely fit in the second test, so I don't know if his selection then was warranted or not. But in this test, I would certainly have preferred India to have gone into the game with either three seamers, including VRV Singh, not Irfan Pathan, in place of Harbhajan Singh. Or if they wanted to go with the second spinner with Ramesh Pawar, because I strongly believe that in these conditions in West Indies, with the pitches not really affording sharp turn off the pitch, a classical spinner like Pawar, who depends more on drift and depends more on using the angle, using the crease, using these kind of things, would have done better, I believe. Because Harbhajan, when he doesn't get a wicket early, seems to struggle in these conditions. He doesn't really seem to have the off-spinner's advantage against the left-handed batsman, which is with the ball leaving them, because he is reluctant to go around the wicket from early on. Virendra Sehwag did that very well in the last test. And again, he's a bowler who gets a lot of drift. He gets the ball coming into the pads, and so if it even turns a little bit or just straightens, it brings a bit of doubt to the left-handed batsman. Harbhajan doesn't seem to do that for all his guile, and he's able to bowl the ball that goes straight, he's able to bowl dusra that goes the other way, but he seems to do all of that from over the wicket. He doesn't seem to go around the wicket to the left-hand batsman, and that I think is a serious drawback. I would have preferred, if they had to play two spinners, to have seen Ramesh Pawar ahead of Harbhajan Singh in this test match.
Fair enough. I'd actually be quite okay with playing Pawar instead of Harbhajan, but I'm not sure about playing a third seamer. India's selection looks bad now because they lost the toss, but had Rahul Dravid won the toss and batted first, then in the fourth innings, India would have needed that second specialist spinner more than a third seamer. Unlike in the first two tests, of course, the selection may not even matter here, because on a pitch like this, with weather like this, the game seems to be heading for a draw. That's certainly the result West Indies seem to be looking at, shoring up the batting by bringing in Marlon Samuels in place of Ian Bradshaw. I guess they'll look forward to letting the fourth test in Jamaica be the decider.
I think there's a bit going on in the West Indies team that we're not quite able to see from this far away, in the sense that Brian Lara, from the start of the series, has been asking for two things. The first thing he's wanted is a pitch, at least this is what he's been saying publicly, that he's wanted a pitch with a bit of bounce and a bit of pace. Second thing he's been asking for is a fast bowler who can rattle the batsman, not necessarily someone who's taking wickets. Specifically, he's named Tino Best and Jermaine Lawson. We know Jermaine Lawson has a bit of a suspect action, so the West Indies selectors are not keen to pick him. And Tino Best, I was told today by someone in the West Indies, has not even been taking wickets in club cricket in Barbados. So it's a little hard to pick him. But Lara's been pushing quite hard for A, fast pitches, and B, a fast bowler. He's got neither of these. Also, Dave Mohammed, the left-hand spinner that Lara seemed to back a bit, was out of the squad. So I think it might have been a bit of a thing on Lara's part also to say that if you're not going to give me the team that I want, then I may as well shore myself up against losing rather than pushing for a win with the bowlers that you've given me, because clearly he believes, or seems to believe, that with these bowlers he can't take 20 Indian wickets. He said, and I don't know how much we can go by what he says in press conferences, but he did compliment the Indian bowlers on how well they had bowled on these pitches in the last two games, while not especially praising his own bowlers. He kept harping about the lack of a really quick bowler in his side, especially after the injury in the first test. So I suspect that this might be a bit of a reaction on Lara's part, a sort of way to prove a point, because he knows that they're not going to lose this test with so much rain falling and a serious likelihood of losing about an hour's play every day, which means a lot of overs lost when you can't make up any play after the first day, like we lost a session today. But if we have a situation where we're losing enough minutes of play each day to end up on the fifth day having lost a whole day's play, I think either team will struggle to pick bowlers that could have taken 20 wickets.
Well, if it's so likely to be a draw, I think they should just call it off and we should just watch the football. Is it hard doing the bulletin when there's such great matches going on?
I can certainly say it's quite hard doing that, because it's great to watch India play, and it's often a lot of fun to watch them at all odd hours, like when you wake up early in the morning to watch them in Australia and stay up all night to watch them in West Indies. But when the cricket's so slow and when the cricket's so turgid on pitches like this, and when the football, when you have four games going on every day and you're backing one side or the other, it certainly is hard not to watch the football and to keep concentrating on the cricket.
Thanks, Anand. I think we're both hoping that the cricket gets to be as exciting as the football, and both sides are certainly capable of that. We'll be back with you with post-match chats throughout this series. To access our audio content directly, just go over to cricinfo.com/audio. To send us feedback, please write into audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.